Glory to God forever. Blessings. Blessings to you from Wonder and Reality. Don't know if you can hear, it's raining. That bird is singing. I'm starting out this message slow because I want us to realize, I think that's one of the keys to receiving God's presence and His glory and receiving Him, is to be still and know that He is God. We want to do, and that's our nature, when at times we need to really wait on Him and seek Him in the quiet place, in the secret place, in our modern world. It's at times hard to do that. This message is about the rivers of the anointing. This is just the first message in a short series. You might call it a series. The rivers of the anointing. You know, Jesus talked about the third phase of walking with the Holy Spirit. In the book of John, He said, "He who believes in Me, as the Scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." I want to give the credit to a great man of God who I recently heard speak about this. So what I'm about to share with you, I don't take the credit for it. And I want him to get his credit where it matters. So I don't think I need to reveal his name, but he points out that he has found 55 rivers of the anointing in the Bible. And in this short message, I'm going to mention 18 of them. And this is fascinating. New information, really, that comes from a great man of God who understands the anointing. And remember, there are few people on the earth who do understand it, and who preach about it and teach about it. And the anointing is Jesus the Christ. The anointing is God the Father. It's the presence and the power of God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The most glorious, most beautiful presence and person in the universe. What every person on the earth was born to do: fellowship with Him and spend eternity with Him. Every person on the earth. It's what we were made and created to do, and what we were born to do. He fulfills us in every way. He more than fulfills us. We become who He is. That's what we are intended to do in this life, and for eternity. It's intended for us to continue this for eternity and to fellowship with Him forever. Jesus talks about living forever. He talks about eternal life, life everlasting. Living forever, never dying. And the kingdom, which is Him, the God Almighty, the presence of God. Amen. And this anointing, as in the previous messages I've talked about the two anointings that we have, the two main ones, the one within us that's with us all the time, and then the one that comes upon us. But these 55 rivers of the anointing, this is fascinating. The 18 are, let me just list those off. I believe that these are 18. This is just my presentation of this. I have not, you know, looked into this deeply, but the first four of those 18, and these are not in any order, I'm just presenting them, are the four phases of walking with Jesus Christ. As I've mentioned in other messages, the very first phase is being born again. Then the next three phases, the phase 1, 2, and 3 of walking with the Holy Spirit. So that's four rivers of the anointing right there. Phase 2 is the living water that Jesus talks about in John 3. And then the third phase of walking with Him is when a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. That's what we come today call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's in John 4. And then John 6, out of His innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. So I could be wrong on this four. I'm talking about four rivers. Then the fivefold ministries, pastor, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. So all five of those there's a river, I believe, with those five. You know, there's an anointing for being an apostle, an anointing for being a prophet, anointing for being an evangelist, anointing for being a pastor, anointing for teaching. So that's five, that's nine. And then the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. This man of God said that there is a river for every one of those. So that's the nine gifts, as we know, include things like the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of healings, the gifts of the power gifts, signs and wonders, and just awesome, glorious things. But I want to emphasize, though, let's always keep it simple. Always realize that the preeminent thing, what we should always be focused on, Him, seeking Him, Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, our relationship with Him and seeking Him and cultivating that. All that should be our focus all the time. That's the kingdom. And teachings and all the things, you know, understanding the Bible and reading the Bible, those things are wonderful. But we should always let that preeminent thing, the 99.99%, really the 100%, our relationship with Him, be our sole focus, and everything else flows from that. So this, you know, even this teaching about the 55 rivers, you know, I you can probably tell from my messages, I don't want to get all in, you know, I don't want to get into dissecting the Bible and, you know, so much about things like learning the Bible and, you know, ministry and things like that when we lose focus of Him. We find Him, we find everything. We find the anointing. He is the anointing. He gives these rivers of the anointing. He's everything. Everything flows from that. This great man of God also said, you know, God is not, He does not exist in eternity. He is eternity. You know, He doesn't have life. He is life. Anything outside of Him is dead. And it just, the more we get to know Him, the more we realize He is everything, we are nothing. He has everything, we have nothing. He can do everything, we can do nothing. And I hope that this 55 rivers, that just drives that home and confirms that, you know, when we know Him, that's when He gives us these rivers. He's able to give us these rivers, and you know, it is fascinating to hear this from a great man of God who's been walking with God for 40 plus years, and from this other man I'm talking about, to learn these new things and to realize, wow, there's rivers, there's many rivers of the anointing, and but again, just seeking Him, that's what we should be doing. Be still and know that I am God. And when we seek Him, we begin to see how glorious He is, how much we need Him. I pray God's blessings on you. I believe with you for that miracle that you might need. Perhaps the miracle that you are seeking is fellowshipping with Him. I believe with you for that. Where two of you on earth agree as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. So I agree with you. Perhaps you need another miracles, maybe a physical healing or some other type of healing. I believe with you. Let's believe for it right now. Believing is relying on Him. We just rely on Him to do it. I need miracles too. And we all do. He's providing miracles all the time, all the things He does for us in the natural and in the spiritual. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for this glorious day, for this revelation about the rivers of the anointing. Open our eyes, open our ears, and our being so that we can receive you and your glorious presence. Blessings. Thanks for listening.